Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here is the latest news on Sunday the 22nd of October 2023. News.
Nouvelle.
Nouvelle.
Nachricht.
Omniglot News. This week we have new language pages about Tuvalu Kalevi, a Central Solomons language spoken in the Russell Islands in the central province of the Solomon Islands. Kokama, a Tupi-Guarani language spoken mainly in northwestern Peru and also in Brazil and Colombia. Nung, a central Thai language spoken mainly in northeastern Vietnam and also in southern China. Thula, an East Bahnaric language spoken in the south-central coast region of Vietnam. And Thai Oi, a Katuic language spoken in southern Laos and central Vietnam. Also this week, the number of language profiles on Omniglot reached 1,900, which seems like a bit of an achievement. It's now at 1,903. There are new numbers pages in Kokoma, which we've already mentioned, and Paitin, a New Caledonia language spoken on the east coast of New Caledonia, and Te Muhin, a northern New Caledonia language spoken in the north province of New Caledonia. Meanwhile, on the Omniglot blog, we ask, how much is a smidgen? How about a tad, a dash, a drop, or a pinch? In a post entitled, Just a Smidgen. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken in southwestern China and eastern Myanmar, or Burma if you prefer. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Lule Sami, a western Sami language spoken in Norway and Sweden. There's a new Keltiatir post this week about words for size and quantity in related things, and I made improvements to the posts about words for good, left, and north. In this week's adventure in etymology, we entangled the ruddy roots of the word robust. I also made improvements to the page about Georgian numbers. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.